Thank you, Damien, and good evening. The sheriff's office is investigating a string of burglaries at local banks, and the suspect is wanted in connection with similar incidents at other locations in California. On December 10th, deputies responded to the U.S. Bank in Scotia after a bank manager emptying the night drop box found two pieces of cardboard with some sort of adhesive on them and connected to a string in the drop box. U.S. Bank has provided investigators with surveillance photos taken from the night of the attempted burglary. Those photos are available at the sheriff's website. On December 11th, officials at Redwood Capital Bank in Fortuna reported a similar incident at their bank, in which it appears two males and a female assisted in stealing items from the drop box. The suspect is connected with similar burglaries in Arroyo Grande and San Luis Obispo. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. If you're a member of the Round Valley Tribe in Covelo and you allegedly walk into the Hidden Oaks convenience store early on a Sunday morning armed with a shotgun and then rob the store, there is a good chance someone will recognize you. That's what happened to 29-year-old parolee Daniel Bowes, who was identified on surveillance footage as the man who allegedly, with a mask over his face, robbed the store with a sawed-off shotgun. A tribal member provided detectives with the description, and Bowes' residence was searched. Detectives found an undisclosed amount of suspected stolen money and a sawed-off shotgun hidden in the bedroom. Bowes was found hiding in the closet. After interviewing Bowes, detectives established further information tying Bowes to the robbery, and he was arrested and booked on several charges. Since December 13th, law enforcement agencies have focused on dangerous and impaired drivers across the county, and according to the numbers of the Avoid the 7 DUI Task Force, they are having an impact. Since the 13th, 47 drivers have been arrested across Humboldt County on suspicion of driving under the influence of either alcohol or drugs, or for driving without proper licenses or registrations. Those numbers run through Sunday night. 10 drivers were arrested at a checkpoint in Arcata on Friday night. The checkpoints, located at Samoa Boulevard and G Streets, screened more than 840 vehicles. 5 drivers were arrested on suspicion of DUI, and 5 more were either cited or arrested for license violations. The Avoid the 7 Task Force will remain in operation through the new year. The Crescent City Area California Highway Patrol is investigating a single-vehicle traffic collision that claimed the life of a 57-year-old Crescent City man late on Saturday night. The driver, who has not been identified, was headed southbound on Highway 199 north of Walker Road when, for unknown reasons, his vehicle left the roadway and collided with a redwood tree. Passing motorists arrived at the scene within a few minutes and were able to remove the driver as the vehicle caught fire. The fire completely engulfed the 2002 Dodge Caravan. The driver, who was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash, died as a result of injuries he suffered at the scene. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of smoke coming from the eaves of a two-story structure in the 2200 block of Myrtle Avenue over the weekend. Arriving crews contacted the residents outside the building, who reported that all occupants had exited safely. Firefighters found smoke and fire had extended from a back porch of the house into an attic area, and the small fire was quickly extinguished. One resident reported he had been smoking on the back porch and had discarded a cigarette butt in the area where the fire originated. Further investigation revealed that to be the cause. Damage from the fire was contained to one small area of the residence and was estimated at about $2,000. And with the news that there was another house fire in Eureka over the weekend, now is a good time to keep the Humboldt County chapter of the Red Cross in mind. Red Cross volunteers have responded to more than 30 local residential fires in the past few weeks in communities across the county. Volunteers have provided the basic necessities to those impacted by the fires, and Red Cross resources are feeling the strain, according to Director Barbara Caldwell. And sheriff's deputies arrested wanted suspect 35-year-old Zachariah Friedland at a residence in the 200 block of Huntoon Street on Friday. Deputies, along with U.S. Marshals, district attorney investigators, and Eureka police, surrounded the house. Officers searched the residence and located Friedland hiding in an upstairs crawl space. He was arrested and booked into jail on two felony warrants, one for sexual intercourse with a minor and the other for possession of a controlled substance and possession of stolen property. And that's the news on this Monday night. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.